Sinister from Frankenstein, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
Oh, that's jazz. This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Tony and his £1 mic.
No, this is the good mic.
No, yeah, I know the mic's good. It's the lead's good. If Tony goes off intermittently on this week's show, it's not because I've rubbed him up the right way. It's because he's got a dodgy lead.
That I ain't touching.
Oh, what will Total Talk Nonsense have to say about this?
I don't know. No ties this week and no leads.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Earn.
This is the Chup Tups. I've got the right intro on this week. That's working.
It's working.
More news of them in future weeks. This week's show, Tony, what I'm doing basically is the second half of the show is three of the favourite. I know, that's what I thought.
That's what I said about this mic.
Three tracks that people have asked for on Podcast Alley.
Okay.
Right. And then next week, in the first half of the show, we'll do three more that they've asked for on Podcast Alley. All right?
Yeah.
We've got a word of the week.
Good.
It's an accepted phrase in this here country. Kipper slipper. You've probably heard the expression before. A kipper slipper.
No.
Well, in this instance, it's quite nice. It's come from Black Cat.
Yeah.
And it's a phrase, right? Because mostly, I think it's a lady place. I think
okay.
A kipper slipper is a lady place, right? But in this instance, it means a foreign centre forward, particularly of the Latin or German persuasion,
right?
Because they're always falling down in the box. They're a kipper slipper.
Nice.
It's quite a good one, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite sweet.
Quite like it. In this quite exciting football week, when Forest have a chance of automatic promotion, come on, you Reds. And that just went off. Oh, that goes off quickly, doesn't it?
Just go, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, here's the first track anyway. I'll tell you about it shortly. How's that then, Tone?
It's cool. And hey, my lead's still working.
What a bonus. I know. What a bonus. Complete result. This is the Planet Smashers. And that was the D Strutters and Queen City taken from their first. I'd call it an EP mini album sort of thing. I'll just tell you how many tracks are on it, right? Now, seven tracks on it. And
okay.
This came out a while ago. And this is one of the bands that I got from Troy, KCLA, Slow Burning Car. Fame. I will be updating you. I will be giving you the latest installment of my Los Angeles US trip later on in the show, and also doing all the stuff we didn't get a chance to do last week. Because right. I didn't mention the following, did I? Newcastle Butterfly Centipede.
Correct.
Are we doing it? And Wales Get Paper. Wales open brackets, Get Paper close brackets.
It's,
I didn't do that either.
Cryptic.
It is cryptic,
it's
but cryptic. It makes sense to me.
All right, then.
So this is the D-Strutters, and and that was Queen City.
Okay.
What I want to know, which I was going to dedicate to you, what I want to know is, what is the D-Strutters MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The D-Strutters.
Yes, it is. Yeah. With a D, the single letter D, the D-Strutters, like Destructors, but D-Strutters. It's... Tony won, probably be in the internet nil. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for Facebook. Latest ads, Tony.
Okay.
Now, as you know, I'm a big fan of Facebook, and my Texas Hold'em, I am back up to over 1 million chips. When we last spoke, I had 2 million, and then I had a bit of a bad night.
Yeah.
Lost 1.4 million chips in a night, as is my want. I'm back over 1 million just. But my favourite thing to do on Facebook is to add my friends.
It is.
And
how many friends you've got?
I don't know, actually.
You've got quite a few.
I have got quite a few. Mm. They keep adding me, and I keep writing random things about them. For example, John Bolton, who was obviously...
Jane?
Yeah, the subject of a Jane Bolton special, not so long ago. I don't know how we know him, but do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. John bumped into me on the internet, not in a chat room, he actually bumped into me. He was driving a cyber bus, and I was on an electronically transferred moped. John's added, I was moving along at rather a high clip and was trying to make out exactly what the bumper sticker on the back said. I think it was something along the lines of, don't rush me, I'm reloading, when he suddenly slowed due to some internet congestion and I gave him a good nudge. It all worked out in the end because we swapped vehicles for an evening during which he happened upon a busload of suicide girls looking for a ride home. Thank you, John. That's one of the things about it. Feel free to add things. If I do a met randomly add stuff back, or if I don't get around to doing it, do it yourself. Ashley Booker, you may know, as one of the senior figures on the Chad newspaper.
Okay.
In Mansfield. And I have met him in the flesh, but do you know how we really met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Ashley used to write about me, normally on the doors in public toilets. And still no calls. Harumph. Tom Britton. Recognise the name, Tom?
I do recognise the name.
Where do you know him from?
Professor Tom.
Prof Tom from Kinky Sex Radio.
What?
Prof Tom from King Sex Radio, who I met in the flesh in Chicago with one of his many ladies.
I didn't meet him, did I? I didn't meet him.
You didn't meet... No, you weren't there for that trip, were you?
I know.
No. It was... we didn't only meet up. We didn't only meet randomly here.
Okay.
We hooked up. Oh. Shall I tell you about it?
Yeah, please do.
We hooked up in 2006 and it was a happy accident. But do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1988. Tom worked in a halal butcher's at the end of my road. I used to get my offal off him to feed my fundamentalist guinea pigs. Yeah.
Nice.
Lumber Troop Matt Butt.
Right.
Good name. Very good at Scrabble. Beat me at Scrabble, in fact. Lumber Troop Matt Butt. Beat me at Scrabble. Wanker. Kipper Slipper. Would you like to know how we met, Tom?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Snacking on back guano at the back of a small cave on the outskirts of Sheffield. I was eating anything, but Paul was being more selective. That's obviously him talking rather than me.
Okay.
Charlotte Canfield Walker, you might know her better as Always Looking.
Always looking.
Jack Johnson, always looking. Because when we started playing that...
Always paying his royalties.
It took a minute and a half for him to start saying Always Looking.
Yeah.
But once he'd broken the seal, couldn't stop himself.
Very
always
hard to
looking.
Go 1.5 minute into that song without killing yourself.
Would you like to know how me and Cheeky Charlie Cheese met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Charlotte's real name is Come A Lot Stalker. And if you go back far enough in my family tree, you'll discover that she's an old twig. She tried to pass me off as her twin sister once, but they still didn't think there was mileage in an adult film career for us. Never mind, it's a good life on the bins. And Tony.
Yes, sir.
Have you got some podcast alley?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. But as always, we still need more, so if you haven't voted so far, please do vote. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment, if you so wish.
And do.
Because we read out the best comments.
Soupy Twatto is slightly above us at present. Even though I've warmed to the man, now he clearly likes
Punky. Have you warmed to him?
I've warmed to him. He likes Punky.
Does he?
I've warmed to him, yeah.
Okay.
And I know that Soupy Twatto is probably, after all the shit we said about him, a genuine votage. he got very upset about some other ones that had suddenly done to him what he did to us.
Right.
Sent us a message going, I don't trust these people. And, oh, really, Soupy?
There's some very dodgy comments, though, on their
page. I would go as on his page.
Yeah.
Well, there's dodgy comments on ours, mate.
They're all exactly the same.
Oh, are they? All right. So
I'm not saying the cheating, but I'm saying the cheating.
We shall reserve judgment on Soupy, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Love the show. D. Simon.
So
Sick
do
and
I.
Wrong podcast.
Thank oh, thanks, much. Man. I love... Have you ever listened to Sick and Wrong?
No. Is it Sick and Wrong?
That's what he says on the tin.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's worth a listen. To our listeners, if you're looking for something else to do, if you're bored of Total Talk Nonsense and all their whinging, then might I recommend Sick and Wrong?
At least your mic works.
Yeah, true. Here, I'll take. Have some more wine.
Oh, cheers.
We're on white wine.
Chardonnay, I know.
Chardonnay, check me. I'm a right big kipper slipper. I'm a right big butty man.
Rocking out.
Yes.
Punk kicks ass. You all better vote for this amazing show, or Deshi the Goat Herder will hunt you down and stick the evil goat monkey on you. Bollocks to commercial programming. Punky is the bet. Punky is the shit. Deshi from Wicked Radio.
That was easy for you to say, wasn't it?
It was.
Evil Deshi.
I did move the mic so I can see the screen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. It's pressure, isn't it? It's pressure.
That's Deshi from Wicked Radio. WickedRadio.org.
WickedRadio.org, where we feature on their radio station. Do check them out. And check out Evil Deshi as well. Nice bloke and genuine lunatic. Speaking of which, Lord Reluck later in the show, Tone.
Oh, miss him.
Be afraid.
Miss him.
Be afraid.
Yeah. These two piss mops are probably the best podcast you'll ever hear.
Yes, we are.
Great music, great people. Tune
True.
In. Liam.
Thank you very much. Liam, you're absolutely right, of course.
Voting again for us. I think you voted last month as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you, mate.
The fucking tits.
That's us. We're a pair of fucking tits.
Merry right now a day. Because every day is a holiday.
Hey.
Merry right now, okay.
Merry right now a day.
Right now a day, I think. So that's it. Because every day is a holiday. Punky Radio is the fucking tits.
It is.
And that's not just a rumour.
No.
In the energy burst that can get anyone through their week, it can get on an Irishman through a potato or beer. I think that's... They prefer it more. I can't see
Oh, Tony,
week.
You're popping. You're
Am
popping.
I popping?
I'll put a light on for you during the next song.
That'd be great.
All right.
Yeah. Or getting an Egyptian through 10 plagues or more. It better not stop, or else all its listeners will pretend to be deaf till it starts up again. And nobody likes a bunch of punkers too badly pretend to be deaf, especially it's completely obvious that they
aren't. Gosh, this
aren't.
Is involved.
God, don't. Thanks for the awesomeness, Emerson Apathy.
Thank you, Emerson.
God, that was hard.
It was hard.
God. And finally, voting. I'm voting for the first time in forever because I don't want Tony touching me up in private places. That's from Chantel from Canard Nard Nard.
That, which is also true because I do invite people to vote on Facebook each month, and if they don't vote, I threaten them with the fact that you might touch them in private places.
Explains my high petrol bill.
It certainly does.
I knew there was a reason.
Next track is another one from Troy at KCLA and Slow Burning Car. Thank you so much, Troy. This is a band called Wicked Automatic. And we're playing track 5 from their EP, which I'm just looking for now. I think this came out last year, I think. I think you like this, Tone.
Okay.
I think this might be more your thing than mine, in fact. But I'll pick track 5, Glory. What I want to know is, Tony, don't forget, all the bands as well should feature on our MySpace page.
Okay.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. What I want to know is, what is Wicked Automatic's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Wicked Automatic.
It is. It's okay. Tony 2, Paulie being the internet nil, and this is Glory.
This fortune teller at the corner of Bell Street. Upon the time she told me, pay a price for glory. That was then, and this is now. We'll be right back.
Nice, isn't it?
Nice.
That's nice, that. I'm afraid I don't know a lot about Wicked Automatic and the D-Strutters previously, on the basis that Troy just gave me a bunch of CDs and said, this is good stuff for Punky. All right, thanks,
man. He's not wrong, though, is he?
He's not wrong. I think that fitted in quite nicely. I have been in touch with Wicked Automatic. They will be on our MySpace Top Friends, ASAP, and that was glory. Now then, Tone, I've got some comedy suburbs for you.
No.
We haven't had any of these for a while. Have I said this is the Cemetery Surfers?
No.
Jeff, Ugly Shoes, looking forward to seeing you again, my friend. You're one of the best men on the planet.
I will have to meet him.
You will have to meet him, Tone. He's got something for you, I told you. He's got your fantastic guitar.
That'd be ace.
Crazy.
Can't believe you're bringing me. It's fair enough, then.
Can't be bothered.
That's exactly. It's fair enough.
Sorry.
Can't argue with
reasons like that. He only had to go in a bit. No, the thing was, I couldn't take it off his hands, no, man. No. It was a nice guitar. I said, look, do something with it, you know.
Don't just give it to me.
If you don't want it, flog it. Don't just give it. But anyway, he's so nice. Yeah, so anyway, I would like you to send in your poems to Poetry Corner and your jokes, etc., funny stories to Comedy Suburbs. Basically, send them both to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. This week, it's a welcome return to Lord Relock. That's right.
The gay Lord Relock.
Had this, well, you might be changing your mind a bit, Tone. Had this email from me.
He's not coming over.
I'd be very careful what you say about this man. Hey, Paul, how's things? I've been away for a while, mate. Tony was wrong. I'll do it in Australian. Hey, Paul, how's things? I've been away for a while, mate. Tony was wrong. I wasn't Bick in jail. Speaking of kitten blood, how's his fucking form? Soon as he thinks there's a bloke is back inside, he starts putting the boot into me. Talk about biting the hand that bitch slaps you. Anyway, I've found myself some faith, and I've been away on a holy pilgrimage. Met some like-minded brethren and joined up the nihilist jihad movement. Wow. Thought there was a good chance of some obscurely justified ultra-violence, but the knobs put me in a fucking sleeper cell. Now that's just a waste of God-given talent. I did the question mark there, you know they did the question. Now that's just a waste of God-given talent. Nihilist jihad? Bah, what a pack of try-hard twats. I should have known it would have come to nothing in the end. On the plus side, they did teach me the basis of biological warfare and improvised explosive devices, so kitten blood can expect some interesting mail. Finally, here's me joke. A bloke's been out on the town, had a few too many, and decides to head for home. He's clearly a normal Aussie. He's walking along in an alley when he has to suddenly dart behind a dumpster. I said dart! He has to suddenly dart behind a dumpster and throws up all over a stray cat. Don't worry, mate. This is me now. I'm not talking about Brian Setter. He's standing there a bit dazed and confused, looking at the writhing mess at his feet, and says to himself, fucking hell, I can't remember eating that. Cheers, Paulie. Take it easy, mate. P.S. Please tell Tony he is still a fucking twat. Speaking of twats, Tone, have you got one? Oh, man. Your mic's gone off again. Yeah, do you think we can trust this one? Yeah. Right, all right. Well, Tony has minor mic problems. I will now be handing this one over to him, which means I'll be shouting in the background during the next piece. John and Scott, are you listening?
It's like karaoke. Oh, careful. Are we all right? We are fine. Jesus Christ. Right, this week, thank you for your twat nominations. Sorry about this. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination, and a new mic lead. This week is from Fat Boy. Or A Up Milled Kratz Nuzzler. Thanks, bye. I have a nomination for you this week. Slightly bitter, but fuck 'em. Bitter the better. Do email me, bitter the better. So, for having me work 20 hours a week, unpaid overtime, sending me up and down the fucking country for nay real reason, blocking me shares because the boss was on the FBI most wanted list for fraud, making me put up with his shit jokes at meetings, being an ignorant Scottish twat, and all the above, and then give me fuck all pay rise for the second year running. Colonel Sanders of Esher is a twat. Names have been changed to protect the innocent from libel suits. Cheers from Fat Boy. So, enough. Okay, I'm going to move over. So, ready?
Yeah.
So Colonel Sanders from Esher
is a twat.
Do you want this back now?
I think that would be why, seeing as he only screwed my lead up as well then. I think it's because...
Oh, I'm back. Oh, you're back now.
Oh. You're back, Mr. Man.
It's magic.
Right. I'm just going to play the next one. That's how we do things now. Thanks to none of you for noticing the changes, by the way. The competition that I did. Oh. What changes have we made? Not a single entry. Everyone, quite clearly, is just waiting for the music.
Fair enough.
So here comes some.
Have been turned on before you get the answer. Before you go on stage, there's still something you have to know. Interviews, posters, autographs, and flowers, there's still a price to pay. Interviews, posters, autographs, and flowers, there's always a price to pay. Suicide on camera for a deviant appearance. Pain isn't pain when everybody sees you. Before the transmission, before you go on air, there's still something you have to know. Interviews, posters, autographs, and flowers, there's still a price to pay. Interviews, posters, autographs, and flowers, there's always a price to pay. So watch it, someone's waiting for you to slip, hiding not far away. Watch it, someone's counting on you to slip, hiding not far away. Autographs and flowers, there's still a price to pay. Interviews, posters, autographs and flowers, there's always a price to pay. So watch it, someone's waiting for you to slip, hiding not far away. Trust no one, someone's counting on you to slip, hiding not far away.
How good is that? It's a
very good
album. It's called Akja V1. It's comedy. The reason we're playing them 2 weeks in a row is we're running a competition to win this album. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 great tracks on it. And I, as far as I know, they're the only band we've ever played from Poland. And when we played them last week, I got... Yeah, I don't think we've played any other Polish bands ever. I think they're the only ones we've ever played. And I got a message from them last week on MySpace. Saying thank you so much for supporting us, we really appreciate it. That is a correct answer. We asked them to send us a CD, they sent us 6. The demarcation of the CDs, as discussed. Yeah, one's for Aga, one's for me, one's for you, 2 to give away, and 1 in the big competition that we're doing in a few weeks' time. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Comedy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Comedy.
It is.
K-O-M-E-T-Y.
It is. It's Tony 3. Probably be internet nil. I'm getting a bit tired of this. You've been on a good run.
Let's face it. You've got a mic that actually works.
Yeah. If you would like to enter the competition, please do send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email "comedy competition" with the answer to the following question: where are the band from? What country? I don't need the town. What country are Comedy from? And you've got until next week's show.
Yes.
Have you?
No.
No, you've gone to the week afters.
Yes.
My goodness, we're going to run this for 3 weeks.
Do it last week?
Yeah, we did it last week.
Oh, God. Okay.
I know, mate. We're both busy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, you've got an extra week. So go for it. We won't be announcing the winners until a fortnight's time. So please do enter. Right then, Tony, have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy.com recently?
I have, even though I've been so busy.
Wow.
And baking my leaves.
You've done very well.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to tell me about it?
Yeah. Okay, so GoDaddy is an internet web service provider.
Is it really?
And should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. With your new domain name, you can create your own email address, which you can access online or at home. You can even set up multiple email accounts so you can give them to your friends and family. All email accounts will have spam and phishing filters along with virus protection. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes it a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want an online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too.
Well, maybe you do, yeah.
Maybe you might. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate. What are they?
SSL.
Which will protect your customers' details.
They certainly will. They will. I need my details protecting.
Let's face it, yes. You can also set up a merchant account so you can
receive... Where's Paul at the moment? He's protecting his details.
In addition to all this, GoDaddy can provide you with traffic facts about your website. So
I was going to say traffic facts. Brilliant. What's the pilot like on the M6?
I don't know, but the M3 was all right today. So you can discover how many people are looking at your site in real time. Finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code...
It's a boy!
Punky1, that's...
Punky1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky2. That's...
Punky2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because you've got a change with baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Well done, Toad.
Thank you very much.
This is the Hispanic Girls, by the way, part of the Hispanic Girls calendar. Go to, what is it? It's Hispanic Stomp. myspace.com/Hispanic Stomp. Go from there. Great stuff. Do check them out. Absolutely brilliant. The reason I'm saying this, because I'm going to Spain. Oh. I'm going to be doing a bit of stomping myself.
When is that?
June the 24th to the 30th.
Okay.
Pineda del Mar. Cool. Huge Psychopathy Festival, big bands are going about Madison, and I believe Long Tall Texas. It's going to be fantastic. And Raquel, who helps organise it.
She sounds pretty.
She's Spanish. She's called Raquel. She likes psychobilly.
Very nice.
I hope she's got her chastity belt. She is going to be interviewed by me when I get there.
Nice.
Which is very nice. So we'll find out all about the psychobilly meeting that's been going on for 15 years.
Blimey.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so next track.
Please.
Next track. This is the start of our threesome now, our Podcast Alley threesome.
I'm glad you just defined that.
Which one said they wanted more Zombina? Have you got your Podcast Alley to hand?
I think it was Graham Holland, wasn't it?
I believe it was Graham Holland. I think he might
just from memory, though.
I think he might have a vested interest. What would it be for Liverpool?
I'm being from Liverpool as well. Hey.
Right, now, I have emailed Zombina today because they've got some new MP3s out, but they're only available in cyberspace. So I've asked them to email them to us.
Okay.
One's called Puke It Up, which is really good, which I really, really, really want to play. What one knows, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombina.
No! Got it wrong again. MySpace.com/Zombina and the Skeletones. Yes, one back. Probably the Internet 1, Tony 3. This is from their first album, which I believe is still available. I'm not sure on that, though. Taste the Blood of Zombina and the Skeletones. And this is Ape Man.
Man for my pet, I never take it.
I love those false endings. The way you died for that then. We both went for it, but I did it mentally, you did it physically. It just looked really, really funny. That's Ape Man by Zombino Skeletons, a truly fantastic band.
Yes. That's different for them.
But I've heard Zombino.
Yes.
Actually, the lead singer, you know, Tasty Peace.
Yes.
I've heard she's a bit of a one.
Is she? In what way is she a bit of a one?
I didn't know that when I interviewed her, I didn't get the impression she was a bit of a one. She's a bit of a one.
Define one.
Maybe she just didn't fancy me.
Oh, really?
Maybe I was a bit old for her.
Right, okay.
I've heard she's a bit of a one.
Really?
Anyway, great, great band. And do check them out and go and see them if you can. They're brilliant. They're best mates with Frankenstein, who may or may not be the next band we're playing. I don't know.
Excellent.
Chardonnay is going
it's
down better
right,
than the Nun on Speed, isn't it? It's fucking
we're
brilliant.
Whipping through it, but then again, it's quite warm in here.
It is quite warm
in here. White wine when it's warm is nice.
Is it nice?
White wine warm. Warm white wine.
White wine warm. White wine warm. White wine. Wicker wild, wild west.
Notice I'm not touching the mic this time.
Very good, very sensible.
Very much.
Very you.
Very you.
I downloaded Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts to listen to in Newcastle this week, and do you know what?
What?
I didn't get the chance to do anything.
Oh.
I was too busy having fun and games.
Fun and games.
More of that later on.
Fantastic.
I had a bit of a fuck up on Thursday day, but more of that in the next bit. Because what I want to do now is I'm just going to give you a brief extra little chatette about the States. I'm going to do a bit more about it next week because there's a lot of people that I've missed out of this trip. I haven't told you about Twilight and Thebes, have I yet?
Oh, no, no.
I'll be doing that next week.
Podcast,
I'll be doing that next week.
Okay.
I will finally get out of LA and reach New Mexico on next week's show, right?
Cool.
What I forgot to do last week was mention the fact that, because we played out the Dave Grave pissed Frankenstein interview, and the reason I'd said to him, there's a new, and so you've got a new album out, and he went, I don't know about that, is because of an interview I'd done previously with the beautiful Jennifer, my favourite lady.
Right.
And her fiancé Tommy, my least favourite man.
Is there a picture of this Jennifer on Facebook or something?
There's loads of pictures all in MySpace.
Okay.
Jennifer or Diva Lux or I think she might be in my Paul B. Edwards top friends, I'm not sure. She's Tommy's fiance.
Okay.
She's fucking nice.
Is she nice?
Yeah. Scares the fuck out of me. But very, very lovely. And she loves our show. She's the one who wanted to say, will you just say is a twat?
Oh, right.
It will be my pleasure.
Nice.
This is Mustang Lightning. They're a cool fucking band. But what I'm going to do is just take a pause from Mustang Lightning here and play you the little interview that I did with Jennifer outside the Cat and Fiddle on Sunset Boulevard, not quite as late in the evening as the one that I did with Dave Gray. Right, so it's a bit, obviously I'm a bit drunk, all becomes apparent.
40B, Punky Radio, joined outside a fucking jazz English pub by the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
Oh,
introduce yourself.
Sir. Jennifer. Diva Lux.
Freezing up, don't take the piss. It's snowing in England and I've had a lovely day. I've got completely
too,
confused.
Tom. You're
again.
Absolutely marvellous.
And the girls
so
will get embarrassed.
No, I love you. Yeah. You're marvellous. You can't ever air this.
Oh, I definitely will now. Now, you're going out with Tommy.
Oh, we're engaged.
From Frankenstein.
Yes.
And
yes.
You get married when?
1 year from today. Here he comes.
That's a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
I would like to thank you both for being punctual. I think it's...
Well, I'm sorry for slagging you off when we walked right by you.
It's something that the lead singer of the band could do to share with Tommy's here now. Tommy, say hi to the listeners.
Hello!
Right, Tommy is in the band. Jennifer should be in the band, I think, if they're looking for a new
lead singer. I am actually in a band. We're called the Malcontents.
Oh, right. Well, tell me a bit about them first.
The Malcontents are me and Bart.
Everyone in Frankenstein except for Dave.
Except Dave plus
me. And Jennifer's in it, yeah.
So it's
so you rehearse and you write songs and you do things properly.
No, we don't write songs. Actually, we cover like Neil Diamond and Fleetwood Mac.
Do you do any jazz?
I'm totally not taking the blues. No, but we do a lot of soft 70s
rock. The covers you wouldn't recognize very much as Neil Diamond or Fleetwood Mac.
Punk period, yeah.
But we do a lot of, you know, Love on the Rocks and, you know, Sisters of the Moon and all that sort of thing.
I don't know if you'd recognize it as anything done by Neil Diamond, or it's possible you might. I don't know. You know, if you're drinking a lot, maybe you'll pick it up. I'm not sure.
And we have been drinking a lot with you, and you're a bad influence.
I'm not a bad influence at all.
Terribly
we've
bad.
We've gone measure for measure.
I've understood that you're a big jazz fan, though.
I spend a lot of time listening to. I particularly like trad jazz.
Yeah.
It's my favourite. Now, you like shepherd's pie. Why?
Because it's a cheeseburger without the bread.
It's very comforting. I don't understand what you could not like about shepherd's pie.
Okay, how about because it was $8?
That's one reason. My my shrimp cocktail was that much, and I got 5 shrimps in it. Shit.
But you have a very slim physique, and, you know...
Thank you.
Yeah, we're
thank
kind
you.
Of looking like we eat a lot of shepherd's pie.
What are we expecting from the Malcontents and Frankenstein over the next few months?
Well, we'd love to come over.
A few months, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Frankenstein's going to record another album. We'll do our set.
Really?
We'll do the next album. Yes, really. We have the songs. We actually have enough songs for another 2 albums.
That's true.
So we'll record the next couple albums and we'll be back out again.
All right. You'll be back in the UK when?
And the Malcontents will be the support.
That's an excellent question. Probably
coming back to Whitby, honey. When's that?
I would love to come back to Whitby if they. I'm sure they'd have us. I think we did pretty well there. I think we could do. We could probably start planning a spring tour next year.
And how can Punky Radio listeners find out more about Frankenstein?
FrankensteinTheBand.com.
And how about the Malcontents? Have you got a page?
Yeah, that would be myspace.com/TheMalcontents.
Thanks both very much.
Garage. That's my favourite song in the show so far.
Is it?
Yeah.
I fucking love that song.
I bet that's one to play on stage.
That is Frankenstein from their album, which I can't remember the name of.
It's Frankenstein.
It's Frankenstein. No, the album's not called Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein, yeah. But the album's called An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation.
Nice.
And because Tommy's in Frankenstein and Jen's is
God, yeah.
Tommy's fiance and bloody bloody, all works out. And they were, we did have a chat that night, me and Georgie from England.
Yeah.
We're laughing about Flesh Carriage. And they were going, yeah, it does sound better, Flesh Garage. Flesh Garage and the Chop Tops, interchangeable.
Very nice. No, enjoyed that.
It was cool. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frankenstein's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frankenstein.
It is. Tony 4, probably be the internet 1.
Yeah.
There's no way back unless I make the last one for many points. I don't think I will. Yeah. Although it is funny, I wonder if you'll remember the last one.
Probably not.
I might make it for 4 points, the last one. This is the Dead 60s who have split up. They are now Dead 60s.
The Dead 60s?
Yeah, but I still love them. And I love this bed. I don't want to get rid of it.
No, it's nice.
It's kind of, it's like, well, you know, if I could have a Beatles bed, I'd keep it.
Yeah.
They've split up. If I could have a Clash bed, I'd beat it. They've split up.
Yeah.
I feel no reason to get rid right now. I will do. I will replace it because we like to be current on this show.
We got with the Needles because they split up.
Yeah, true.
But that's part because we've got the Chop Tops as well.
We've got the Chop Tops. Yeah, but I have a replacement waiting for the Dead 60s.
Okay.
I just didn't want to do it. Yeah, I like them too much, you know. I just like them.
For a bit, it's fine. Yeah.
So, hey, I didn't tell you all that time ago. I didn't have time last week about when I was in Wales, when I was in Narberth. I had a great, great time in Ponta Dalwy. Thank you so much, those of you that showed up that night. I had a really brilliant gig. Got a bit pissed. Was on with Lucy Porter.
Did you really?
Yeah, not like me, is it?
No.
Got a bit pissed.
Sure.
By the end of the night, oh, I fancied Lucy Porter.
Lucy Porter?
Oh, the cheeky
good
little
looking
thing.
Good looking. Not that funny.
The cheeky little thing. Tony!
I saw it must be the wine.
Yeah, I think it is. You're right, of course. Actually, she was really, really good that night and on stage. Nothing happened. She was just very good on stage. She had a really good gig, actually. She was cool. But the next night, I was in Narberth, and I was opening, so I was all set to drive home. And, Silky was comparing. Have you met Silky?
No.
Silky's a fantastic comic. He was comparing, and everything was going wrong for him. The lights went off, the sound went off, the backdrop fell off. Like, it just looked like, right. It was like, when's Beadle coming out, you know? And there was a nutter in the crowd as well, who was very difficult to shake off. Actually, this was the gig when, did I tell you about when this bloke called Rick walked up to me afterwards and said, hey, I really like your songs. Do you mind if I nick them all?
Oh,
did
yeah,
I say
yeah.
this last week?
Not on air.
Not on air. He said, I really like your songs. Can I nick them all? And I went, no. He said, do you like a smoke? I went, yeah. And he gave me a little bit of pot. He's a bit of pollen. I went, thanks very much. He said, now, how can I learn your songs? I went, oh, you'll have to buy a CD. So he bought a CD. Oh, you've gone off again. So,
is that better?
And you're back.
Yeah. Give it a pull. Always works.
That is weird. It works for me. Right. I forgot what I was saying now. You and your lead nonsense. You just have to shout.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that works.
He's back. Scream at it and it works. Rather like women.
I'll keep that in mind.
So anyway, this nutter's in the crowd, right? And he said, this nutter's just shouting random stuff out of Silky.
Right.
And we think it stopped, and I'd have got rid of the bloke. But anyway, I get on stage, and I take a long time. I do all the little warm-up bits. I don't really get to the bit. And Silky said to me, will you do Breach of Green? I went, my song, Breach of Green.
Yeah.
And I went, well, yeah, all right, but I don't normally. Anyway, I get grief off this nutter. And I end up getting him kicked out because he's pissing me off.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a weird gig. And I can't help feeling that the crowd are waiting for something that is not happening. And anyway, I get right the way through the set. And they go, anyway, I've got one last song. I've been asked by Silky to play. It's called Breach of Green. And I hear this, ooh, like that, right? And then I start singing it. I did the first line. And everyone in the crowd started joining in. Right? Like they do at my gig in Pidgin.
Yeah.
This is weird. And then I found out afterwards that a comic called John Mann had been on the month before, and he said, look, there's a guy called Paul B. Ebbers next month, you've got to learn his song, it's really funny. Some bright spark went on the website, found all the lyrics, printed them off, and gave everyone who came in a sheet of A4 with the lyrics to the song on. Yeah. I didn't know. Everyone in the crowd is waiting with a sheet of A4. That's why it's taken a while for them to get going. And it says at the start, it says, "Hello, comedy fan. If you were with us in March, you will know that Paul B. Edwards has written this song, and we want to surprise him with all of us singing along with it. Please bring it with you and teach your mates the tune, which can be found on his website, lastminutecomedy.com/breach_green. And they all say it all the way through, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on, right? And then they present me with this bit of paper, and I was like, that is fucking inspired. And it made for just the best end to the show. It was absolutely brilliant. And thank you all in Narberth so much. I caused a bit of consternation in Narberth, which is in Pembrokeshire, which I would describe as the Alaska of England.
Right.
When I went on and said, oh, it's great to be here in Pembrokeshire. I've had to drive through all of Wales to get here, and now I'm back in England. Oh, they didn't like that.
Okay.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, that was that. Anyway, that was great. Newcastle this week saw a burlesque show Saturday afternoon.
Brilliant.
Which is brilliant. Friday night had a tough gig, but it went well. Brilliant. Thursday night, because I was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, made a bit of a fuck up. My agent's in the States. She'd said it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I drove all the way up there to find out it's only Friday, Saturday. I'd driven all the way to Newcastle for nothing.
Ah.
Managed to get a key to the flat where the comics stay. When I got a key to the flat, decided to get mullered. Life was sweet. Anyway, that's Newcastle pretty much soaked up. Did I tell you about butterflies last week?
No.
I didn't, did I? Are you familiar with chaos theory?
Yes.
Right, the idea being that if a butterfly flaps its wings in Ecuador, there will be a tsunami in Japan.
Yeah.
I happen to think the butterflies are, well, they're a bit selfish, really, and they should spend a bit less time flapping their wings and a bit more time reinforcing Japanese coastal defences. That's my theory on that.
Okay.
Also, I don't believe I said to you, what do you call, what's got 100 legs and is nostalgic?
Right.
A sentimental peed.
Right, okay.
And also, I think I probably did do that one.
Yeah.
Was it? It's my favourite joke at the moment. Thought nice. Of it myself.
Good, good.
This week I've got a very, very weird week. I'm doing comedy workshops in Slough on Wednesday. Thursday I'm at the Red Card Comedy Club in Norwich, which is at Carrow Road. I will be getting in touch with Amelia Reynolds, who is the anchor woman on Look East, who I shared a couple of days on a boat with.
Nice, okay.
In Egypt in 1919. Was very surprised to see her on the telly. Not as surprised as she will be when she sees me next week, because I've got a story about her.
That's beautiful, yeah. Man. Beautiful.
I'd like to remind you now about the comedy competition. Also, that Frankenstein were another band that were requested on Podcast Alley.
Okay.
Please do vote, Punky on Podcast Alley. And last up, the Duke Joint Pimps.
Okay.
Who we have been asked to play again, and I found another great track off their album, which I'm just going to look for now. Where's that gone? Here it goes. Their album, which is on Voodoo Rhythm Records, and do check out Voodoo Rhythm. They've got some great stuff. This is Boogie the House Down, Duke Joint Style is the name of the album. Fantastic album, real sort of rough, raw, you know, sort of D66 bluesy, but not quite as rough. The song's called Holy Duke Joint Beat. What I want to know is Tony.
What you want is Tony?
All I want is Tony.
I don't care how much wine you've got.
I tell you what, this Chardonnay is fucking nice. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Duke Joint Pimp's MySpace page?
Right.
For 4 points. You're winning 4-1 at the moment. This is for right. 4 points.
MySpace.com/DukeJointPimps4.
No! You don't remember?
No,
MySpace.com/DukeJointPimps.
Oh!
They obviously left the P off, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Somebody fucked up when he started the profile. MySpace.com/DukeJointPimps. Through sheer skullduggery.
Damn it.
It's probably being the internet 5, Tony 4. No, is that right? Yeah, 5, Tony 4. And this is Holy Duke Joint Beat.
If you only knew me, man, believe me that you fall in love with me. If you only knew me, man, believe me that you fall in love with me. But I'm too shy to talk to you, and so you miss the perfect love. Well, if you were my wife, you'd never have
Well, this week's show's had everything. You've gone off again. You've gone off again. Make sure. You're just going to give it shit till it sorts itself out. I have a feeling it might be like this next week as well, because neither of us are going to get down the music shop. Make sure you do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to podcastalley.com or go to myspace.com/punkyradio and look for the link. I think there's a link on our punkyradio.com site as well. Is that right, Tone Shout? Yes, of course. next week, I've got some iTunes reviews for you, which is nice. And I do hope you enter the competition for the comedy CD. Make sure you send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, comedy competition, and all you need to put in it is your name, where you're from roughly, and where the band are from, and we will give you the results in a fortnight's time, because I'm not organised enough to do it next week. There's a, your microphone has just died, hasn't it? There's a bit like my career. Make sure you check out all the bands on this week's show on our MySpace page. Oh, now look what you've done. You've pulled things too hard, and then you pulled out the thing that did the thing to the thing. That's just really freakish. Stop pulling things. You've pulled out the thing that does the thing
to
the
thing. Yeah, well, mine works now.
Yeah, you're back on.
Get in.
You're back on. Also, feel free to never listen to Total Twat Nonsense again. If only because we love John and Scott, but yeah, their listeners are well aggro. They like you. They think I'm a right arse.
They hate me.
They like you, don't they?
No. One guy says, I don't like the show. I don't like Paulie B, but I really don't like Tony.
Oh, I thought
yeah, thanks for that, fella.
I thought he said he really did like Tony. All right. I can't understand. I got
as bad as Paulie B is. Tony's worse.
I got an invite to their Facebook page, their new Facebook Total Talk Nonsense group. I went, oh, well, that's nice. You know, went on there, had a look. There's just a load of listeners slagging us off. He's like, haven't they got anything better to do?
Well, no.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. I'll poog.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, fuck him.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.